It's 7:41 on Thursday, January 18th. Mike Plourde in the studio. And joining me is Sarah Balco, who is a diabetic educator, and Chris Plourde, of course, my daughter, and who is an RN and is a diabetic. And you're going to talk about T1G. Good morning, ladies.
Hi.
Good morning.
And Sarah, what is T1G?
Well, it stands for Type 1 Girls, and we're trying to get a group of teen girls together that all have type 1 diabetes. Not so much a support group, but just do different activities where they can get out with each other and see that they're not alone with type 1.
But it is going to be kind of a support group, isn't it? Because people sometimes kind of feel alone.
Yeah, definitely. Not your traditional support group.
Right.
So, you know, we've tried to do with some of the younger kids where we sit around and the parents can chat over coffee, but we don't get a lot of the older teens. So doing an activity like this, you know, we're hoping will bring out the older girls for that support.
And Chris Plourde in the studio, also an RN and a diabetic. What is the activity? What's going on?
The first activity we're going to do is snowshoeing around Presque Isle. Just get together, go outside, have fun, not bring up diabetes, but if they bring it up, then we can chat about it. But just get out there, get to know people, be outside, be active.
And what day and time?
It's Saturday, this Saturday, the 21st. Meet by the band shell at 1 o'clock. Or Sunday. Sorry. Sunday at the 21st at the band shell at 1 o'clock.
I know you guys have been planning this for quite a long time, but you want folks to, and you don't have to be diabetic to join the fun. Is that correct?
No. I mean, family members certainly can come. We'd like to get the girls 13 and up, you know, teenagers, the older teens that have type 1 diabetes. But if they have family members that want to come, yeah, it's a family activity.
So it's Sunday at Presque Isle. Meeting at the band shell, and what time again?
1 o'clock.
1 o'clock. And Chris, one thing that you know, and you've been absolutely an expert on this, is how important exercise is to your protocol.
Yes, definitely. It is very good. Keeps you moving, keeps your blood sugars balanced, keeps you active, and makes you feel good, too.
Doesn't it help a little bit with insulin and maybe keep allowing you to use less insulin?
Yeah, it's going to help keep the blood sugars down so that your insulin is going to work better. So any activity is good for people with diabetes.
Mike Plourde in the studio, and joining me is Sarah Balco, who is a diabetic educator, and my daughter, Chris Plourde, who is a registered nurse and a diabetic. And you've got an event coming up this weekend. It's on Sunday. Tell us what's happening.
Yep, we're doing a kickoff for our T1G group, which stands for Type 1 Girls. And we're getting together on January 21st to go snowshoeing. And our hope is to have a bunch of teenage girls get together and go do an activity.
It's going to be at Presque Isle, and it's at 1 o'clock on Sunday. And Chris, you mentioned if people need snowshoes.
Yeah. If people need snowshoes, they can send me a text message to 362-9849. Give me the heads up, and we can arrange for snowshoes. We don't want anyone left out.
And Sarah, tell us a little bit about the difference between type 1 diabetes and type 2 diabetes, otherwise known sometimes as juvenile diabetes and adult onset diabetes.
Yep. Type 1 diabetes is insulin deficiency. So it's a problem with the immune system where the body can't make insulin. It's usually diagnosed in kids. And the reason we're doing this event is because the teenage years seem to be especially hard in managing diabetes. You're different from your friends. You don't want to do the things that are required to manage this disease. And so by doing an event like this and having upcoming events, we hope that the girls can see that they're not alone, that they can do this and get through the teen years taking care of themselves.
And also put people in touch with other people who can be resources for, you know, I don't know about this. And like you say, one of the things that's tough on teenagers is, can I eat this cheeseburger and french fries? Or if I do, what's going to happen? What do I need to do to prepare for that?
Mm-hmm.
Where if you don't have diabetes, you don't have that question.
Right, right. And then also with activities, how does activity affect my blood sugar? Is it going to make it go higher? Is it going to make it go lower? And so with Chris and I doing this event, you know, we'll be there. She's been living with diabetes for a number of years. I've been doing diabetes education for 16 years now. So we can help answer some of those questions that the girls might have too.
So you want teenage girls, especially with type 1 diabetes, to come out to Presque Isle on Sunday. What time again then?
1 o'clock by the band shell.
And if you don't have snowshoes,
you can send me a text message at 362-9849. Let me know your size, and we can arrange for snowshoes for you.
Ladies, thank you so much for stopping in this morning, and have a great event.
Thank you.
This is Sarah Belko, who is a diabetic educator, and Chris Plord, who is a registered nurse and a diabetic, coming in and talking about a great event coming up on Sunday that you're going to want to take part in. If you missed any of this interview or you just want to go over it again, we'll have it posted to our website a little while later on at sunny.fm. You know, it's what we do. We keep you close to what's happening in the community on the Sunny Morning Show with Walt and Mike on your station of the year, Sunny FM.